Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. It's called RAP, the Regional Agriculture Promotion Program. Let's get some reaction on how the industry feels about RAP.
The public now has opportunity to provide opinions on USDA's recently announced Regional Agricultural Promotion Program. As announced by Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack in mid-November.
We're publishing regulations in terms of how that program will work. We're opening up a 30-day comment period.
That Federal Register public comment period concluding on December 18th. Among those expected to offer comment, various agricultural trade organizations and commodity groups. What are some of their thoughts about RAP?
What it does is it allows us to keep up the pressure in terms of our marketing effort.
That view from Steve Mercer of U.S. Wheat Associates. One of the reasons for the interest in RAP is the timeliness of its announcement. USDA's Agricultural Trade Promotion Program, created in 2018 and operated by the Foreign Agricultural Service, is set to expire in 2024.
We were looking at a bit of a cliff. ATP is ending in June, so that extra funding is going to be gone. So it allows us to continue that work to do more and more work promoting U.S. wheat around the world.
Joe Sheely of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, meanwhile, says he sees the Regional Agricultural Promotion Program serving in a similar capacity as ATP in regard to exploring new export markets and being more aggressive marketing and promotion-wise in emerging markets.
We have export promotions in a lot of established markets, and not just promoting meat, but with opening up new doors and building relationships with importers, with distributors, with retail meat buyers, food service meat buyers. Some extra revenue really goes a long way when we're able to dive into especially some of the emerging markets.
Also like the Agricultural Trade Promotion Program, RAP is designed to serve as a complement to existing U.S. Farm Bill Ag Trade programs, such as the Market Access Program and Foreign Market Development Program. That is recognized by those in the export realm, such as Brent Boydston of the U.S. Grains Council.
What we've seen over the last several years, MAP and FMD funding, is as we've gone on in years, inflation and depreciation have brought that down, the value of it. So with USDA investing this money into the cooperator groups, I think you're going to see it put to use in these foreign markets developing them.
Beef cattle herd contraction is still going on. Gary Crawford has more on feedlot placements increasing.
Well, I think it's fairly consistent with what everybody was expecting.
That's USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham talking about USDA's most recent report on cattle feedlot activity and inventories. And here are some of the key numbers from that report.
The number of cattle placed on feed during October was just under 2.2 million head, which was about 4% above a year ago. Feedlots marketed just under 1.8 million head during October, which was 3% below a year ago. But there was an extra slaughter day during October, so if you adjust that extra day, we were actually 7% below a year ago. The number of cattle on feed on November 1st was about 11.9 million head, which was 2% above a year ago.
So placements during October were quite a bit higher than for October a year ago. A couple of factors at work there.
We have continued dryness in the southern plains, and that manifests itself in heavy placements in those states.
Plus, there are the financial incentives to place cattle in feedlots.
Overall, we're still looking at relatively high prices, just factoring in the continuing declines in supplies of cattle from lower inventories.
And yes, even though there will be a surge of cattle ready for slaughter next summer, basically the beef cattle herd is still shrinking. It's just not showing up in lower feedlot placements or inventories as yet. It's behind the scenes.
I think that's probably a very good characterization. I mean, we are still looking at relatively high cow slaughter. We're looking at probably digging fairly deeply into the pool of animals which are still outside feedlots.
So once again,
everything is sort of pointing towards the fact that we are looking to continue contraction in the inventory.
Higher cow slaughter and higher placements now, it just means that even further down the line, it's going to continue to tighten up supplies.
New voice there. It's USDA's Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jekanowski. He says with that contraction in the herd, we are for 2024 looking at
really very historically high steer prices.
Steer prices this year are averaging over $177 a hundredweight.
For next year, we think that's going to continue to increase up by about $7.45 per hundredweight.
To almost $185, or an increase of about 4%.
Better than putting your money in a savings account. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take one more break.